I was afraid it was after 9. Mother, tell me honestly, do you think Scotty will like these bracelets I have on or these?
Well, those you have on are very lovely, dear.
Is that your opinion, or are you putting yourself in a man's place?
In a man's place?
Well, what I want is a man's reaction.
Alex, dear, you're needed. We want you to react like a man.
Dad, do these bracelets go best with the dress or do these? Are you concentrating? Because when Scotty gets here, I don't want him to think I'm something the cat dragged in.
Well, if there's any question in his mind, I'll straighten him out. I've tried it concentrating and not concentrating. Either way, the answer is yes.
Yes, what?
You asked for a man's reaction, dear, and you got it.
I have to use my own instinct, I guess. Mother, Scotty told me that of all the girls he knows, I have the most poise. He said I was much more mature and intelligent. He said I was a woman of the world.
Very nice compliments, dear.
Well, that's not the point, Mother. What's important is that at last I found a boy who sees the real me.
You better do something about that cough, dear.
I'll take something.
Well, what time is it now? When Scotty gets here, I can't keep him waiting. If he has to shut his motor off, he can't start the car again.
You mean you'll have to keep it running all the time you're at the dance?
Of course not. Last week, even before he asked me to go to the dance, he drove out and found there was a hill he could park on.
So the car would start?
Of course. Father, he built this car practically all by himself. The parts cost him $85, including the cement.
Cement?
He has 2 bags in the back. It helps the car hold the road.
Heavens. Alex, do you think it's all right for her to go out in a car like that?
Well, Mother, of course it is. The cement is there, so you won't worry.
That's right, dear. It's the latest safety device. Next year, Detroit is putting cement in the back of all their cars.
Wait until you see Scotty. He's nearly 6 feet tall. He has blue eyes, a sense of humor, and his car hasn't a dent on it.
Is that the way you judge a boy?
Dad, he called up to find out what color dress I'd be wearing tonight so he could bring a corsage that would match. Now how many boys would think of that?
I look forward to meeting him and his car.
Oh, when you do. Oh, please don't make any jokes, Daddy. He's terribly sensitive, and he's so proud of that car. Every part of it he got from some former wreck.
You want to tell me that he's taking you to the dance in something that's a composite of nobody knows how many terrible collisions held together by who knows what?
You're worrying unnecessarily. As Scotty himself says, if a chassis, for instance, can turn over in a ditch 3 times, finally stop halfway up a telephone pole, and still be sound, what is there to worry about?
Well, I would say a great deal. Alex, what do you think about this?
I'm fascinated.
Well, I also hope you're worried.
Mother, times have changed since you were my age, haven't they, Dad?
They certainly have.
Of course. So, there you are. You can put Scotty's car just right out of your mind. It's in perfect condition. You know, the bracelet set will go just right with this dress. Oh, if Scotty gets here before I come back down, ask him whether he needs water.
He'll be thirsty.
You may want to wash.
It's for his radiator.
Honey, do you mean to tell me that you aren't the least bit concerned?
Well, darling, the dance is only 3 miles away and 3 miles back. And for years, young men have been driving young women to dances and returning them home safe and sound.
Honey, I know you're right, but I just can't help worrying. Do you want that?
No. You know, Scotty sounds like a nice boy. And as for his car, I think it's to his credit that he practically built it himself for $85. Was that with or without the cement?
Now you're telling me I'm being silly.
No, I didn't say that. If worrying makes you happy, go right ahead. Except it never settles anything.
Why is it you're always right and I'm always wrong? It's most annoying.
Well, I wouldn't say that I was always right. Or am I?
You win. And I'm going to take your advice. I'm not going to worry.
Good.
I'm going to show strength of character. Before I go to bed, I'm going to have some hot milk.
I'm not sure that hot milk and character are the same thing, but you try it. 97.
Oh. Hey, Mom and Dad, is married up with Scotty yet?
No, she's still upstairs.
Hmm. Have you seen that Scotty's car? Boy, is that a rod.
Jeff.
It's got 3.2s and a 3/4 cam and headers that he made himself. It goes 65 in a second.
Only if he stopped on a hill.
No, darling, that's the way it starts. You think if the car weren't safe, he'd be able to get a license for it?
Maybe he hasn't got a license.
Oh, of course he has a license. Now, darling, you're going to have to start taking hot milk even before Mary leaves.
I'm not going to worry.
Hey, Mary, when Scotty gets here, will you ask him if I can have a ride in his car?
I will not. He's not running a taxi.
Mary, let me ask you something before Scotty gets here.
Yes, Mother.
Honey, how are his tires? His tires?
He has tires, hasn't he?
Well, of course he has, but a girl doesn't go around judging a boy by his tires.
Well, what would be wrong with that?
It's Scotty. Now, Mother, promise you won't ask him how his tires are or how he drives around corners or anything like that. He'll think he's taking out an immature infant and I'll just die. I promise you won't.
Isn't his motor running?
Well, yes, but Daddy talked to Mother so she won't worry.
If your father thinks it's all right, then I do. And I promise you that I won't say anything to embarrass you.
Daddy, are you going to worry?
The only thing that's worrying me is, does he need water?
Mother, where should I wear the corsage? The waist or the shoulder?
Well...
Hello, Scotty. Won't you come in?
How are you, Mary?
Fine. Scotty, I want you to meet my parents. This is my mother.
How do you do, Scotty?
Nice to meet you, ma'am.
And my father.
Hello,
how do you
sir.
Do, Scotty?
You sure look nice.
I do?
Yeah.
This is the dress I said I'd wear. Pink. Pink stripe.
Yeah, real good.
Oh, Mary was telling us all about that car you built.
Oh?
Yes, about how fast you... How long did it take you to build it?
6 months, but that's just working part-time.
Part-time?
Yeah, I had to go to school during the days.
That must have played the very net with your work schedule.
Dad's pretty strict about school.
By the way, haven't I met your father, Ed Simpson, at the Businessmen's Club?
Yes, sir. He sells insurance. Accident.
Oh?
Of course, he'll sell you any kind you want, but accident is what we specialize in. Yes, sir, as Dad says, when he sends me off to college, it'll be by the courtesy of the mistakes of others.
It's very amusing.
Yeah.
Let's get started.
Yeah, I guess we better.
Scotty, do you need any water or anything?
No, I have some extra in a can in the car. I have your corsage in it.
Scotty, you didn't have to bring me a corsage.
A very thoughtful dear.
Oh, nice meeting you, ma'am.
Oh, nice meeting you, Scotty.
And good night, sir.
Good night, Scotty.
Good night, Mommy.
Good night, honey.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night, honey.
And Scotty, will you put my purse in your pocket so I won't lose it?
Sure. A wrench.
Carry a wrench in your pocket?
Yes, sir. It's one darn thing I like to keep handy. I never know when you might need a wrench. Well, bye, sir.
Bye.
Good night. Scotty, good night.
Good night.
Have a good time at the dance. He's a very nice boy, dear. They'll be just fine.
Sure. Uh-oh. I forgot to give Mary her key. Oh. Mary!
Yes, Dad?
Front door key.
Oh, thank you, Daddy. And please tell Mother there's nothing to worry about.
You know how mothers are.
Here we go. All in. Darn thing, I can fix her in a second, Mary. It happens once in a while. If I can get the pins in. There, now that's all it needs. See? just a little, well, what do you think of her, Dr. Stone?
This? Remarkable.
I never had her wide open yet, but I don't intend to. Sorry, Mr. Stone. I just put in a new gearbox and she's still a little tight.
Oh, it's all right. There's no damage done. Go on.
It's okay, Dad. Only the shrubs.
Sorry, Dr. Stone.
All right. Go on.
Right you were about that young man, dear. Anyone could see just meeting him how responsible he is.
Yes.
You know, it just goes to show you that the things we worry about the most are seldom the things that we should even give a second thought to.
Right.
Well, I am going to bed without any hot milk.
Pretty early, isn't it?
Oh, well, I'll do a little reading first, and then I'm going to close my eyes and go right to sleep.
You? That relaxed?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what I'd do without you to make me see things as they really are.
Thank you, darling.
Good night, honey.
Good night, dear.
Don't stay up too late, dear.
No, I'm just going to listen to the news, and I'll be along.
Good night.
Good night, dear.
Latest weather report to follow. And now, an up-to-the-minute summary of the nation's weekend traffic tolls.
I've got it. It's just a matter of where.
Before we order any hamburgers, I'm going to phone Dad. I'd hate to have to ring the bell after he's gone up to bed and wake Mother up.
Tell him it was my fault.
No, it isn't, Scotty. You can't be expected to carry everything under the sun in the pockets of just one coat. Besides, what harm has been done? Did you look in your upper pocket?
Sure. But I never keep anything up here except fuses.
Hello?
Dad, did I wake you up?
Wake me up? I haven't been sleeping.
What are you calling for?
Dad, I just want you to know it wasn't Scotty's fault. It wasn't anyone's. It was just one of those things.
Well, just forget about all that. What's happened? Are you all right?
Hey, Mary, hold everything. Look, my wrench, it made a hole.
You're kidding!
Mary, what's happened? Are you all right?
Hey, let me take the blame,
Scotty,
huh?
No!
Mary, what's going on?
Hello, Dr. Stone. You know, the whole thing was due to my darn carelessness. Gosh, am I a dope?
Who's this?
It's me, Scott Simpson. You know, when it's all my fault, I didn't even know the hole was there.
What was there?
Scotty, you can't blame yourself. It was an accident. Dad, tell Scott not to blame himself.
For what? What accident? For what? Mary, will you tell me what's going on?
Now, Dr. Stone, you just go to bed and forget we even had to call.
Where are you? Where are you? Did the car go in all the way?
You know, you say your father isn't the kind that worries, but I think he is and just tries to cover up for it.
Oh, no, you just don't know him.
I don't know. He sure seemed worried about the hole in my pocket. Do you know he wanted to know how big it was and on which side and how far? Gosh, everything.
Mr. Simpson?
Yes?
Is this the Mr. Simpson who sells insurance?
Yes. Who is this?
I'm sorry to wake you at this hour, but I'm sure you'd want me to. In fact, you'd expect me to.
What's that?
Mr. Simpson, I have bad news to report. I'm afraid there's been an accident.
Oh, you report it in the morning when the claim department opens.
When? No, wait. This is Mary Stone's father.
Look, I don't do business at home. Please call the office.
Mr. Simpson, you don't seem to understand. This is Dr. Stone.
Doctor, you should know there's nothing I can do now. Please call the office in the morning.
Wonderful evening, Scotty.
Well, I'll say. Oh, and tell your dad to stop worrying about my suit. It isn't anything. Of course, I'll admit that it being ripped, my dad won't be able to collect on it. You see, he only has me insured for automobile, fire, and tornado. Your father worries a lot, but at least he doesn't go overboard like some fathers I know. Well, like Natalie Perry's father, for instance.
What about Natalie's father?
Well, gosh, I took Natalie out once, and I got her home at 11:30, and boy, did he hit the ceiling. You'd think I tried to elope with her or something.
Natalie must be a pretty unsophisticated girl.
Gosh, no. You know, she even tints her hair. It's her father that's kind of old-fashioned. Mary?
Yes, Scotty?
It's been a wonderful evening.
It has for me, too, Scotty.
I feel like I don't want to attend.
Really, Scotty?
So I think I'll go back to the drive-in and have another hamburger.
Simpson speaking.
This is Dr. Stone again. I just talked to the hospital, and they don't know a thing about either your son or my daughter.
Well, what about them?
What about them? Why do you think I've been calling you? They've been in an accident. What hospital have they been taken to?
Felix, what's happened?
What's happened? Been lying up there and sleep while our only daughter is nobody knows where.
But what's happened to her?
That's what I'm trying to find out. You, as her mother, should never have allowed the girl to go out with a boy who can't even keep his eyes on the holes in the road.
Hello. Mary.
Where have you been?
Getting a hamburger.
Where is he?
Where is who?
Will you please talk so I can understand you?
I'm trying to locate your son, Mr. Simpson. Where's Scotty?
He's getting another hamburger, but you're not calling Mr. Simpson, are you?
Well.
Oh, Daddy, you can't be.
Honey, I'm not quite sure what's going on here, but I'm afraid he is.
Oh, Daddy, you just can't be. Oh, what a terrible thing to do.
Now, wait. What's she crying for?
Here are your eggs, dear.
Oh.
You do feel like eating, don't you?
Of course I do. There's nothing wrong with my appetite. Aren't you going to have some breakfast?
I don't think it's a good idea to be seen eating with you today. You're not very popular around here, Ferdinand.
Ferdinand?
Ferdinand the Bull. You know, bull in the china closet.
All right. I must say, I didn't expect you to take sides.
I'm not taking sides. I'm just playing it safe. Mary, dear, aren't you going to eat something? You can't go all day feeling like this on an empty stomach.
Mother, I may never eat again. Maybe I'll have some milk.
Sorry, dear, your father drank it all up last night.
Oh!
What's the matter, dear?
Nothing. Not a thing. Just for one moment, you were on a somewhat tender toe, if you'll forgive my referring to my recent humiliating past.
I'm sorry, honey. I'm very sorry. I think we have a problem much larger than your toe.
Mother, I still can't believe he did what he did. He didn't wake up Scotty's father once. He woke him up twice. What is Scotty going to think of me? As long as he lives, he'll never want to date me again.
I wish we could move to another town.
Any particular town you have in mind?
Just any place, so that when I walk down the streets, people won't know me.
Good morning, everybody. Boy, am I starved.
Good morning, dear.
That's the one sensible person in this family.
I'm gonna have some cereal.
There's no milk, dear.
No, there's no milk.
What's the matter with bacon and eggs?
I just don't feel like bacon and eggs.
Why is everybody making me feel like a criminal just because I drank all the milk last night?
Okay. I'll have bacon and eggs. Of course, I'd rather have cereal, but since you...
Never mind. Now, I'd like to have a few words with you, young lady.
That's all right, Daddy. You don't have to explain.
I have no intention of explaining. I acted like a father. I'm not on trial.
I can just hear Scotty's father every place he goes. Did you hear what the father of that Mary Stone did to me in the middle of the night? Dad, you even admit that once you woke up Scotty's uncle.
Well, only because I got the wrong number.
Only because you dialed the wrong number.
And can't you just hear Scotty's whole family, every relative he ever had, saying he was out with a helpless child in arms who was only
a very young girl. Frankly, Mary, I would rather have people think that your father worries when you're out late at night than that he doesn't worry.
Mother, you're taking Dad's side.
Honey, there's nothing wrong with people worrying about the ones they love. It's perfectly normal and natural. A little unreasonable sometimes, but it's natural. Worrying is, well, it's just an expression of affection.
Mother, it's not the same thing at all.
Now, Mary, weren't you worried last night about whether Scotty would like one bracelet better than the other, or perhaps that you would look like something the cat dragged in?
Mother, I don't care that much for Scotty, and if he thinks I'm going to lose sleep if he never phones me again, well, he has another thing coming.
Alex, I thought you had something to say to Mary.
What's the use? What can I tell her? I haven't lived as long as she has.
Something happened in our driveway. Scotty, are you all right?
Sure I am, but what about you? My dad just told me about you having to go to the hospital or something. What happened? Was it that hamburger?
Hamburger?
Yeah, I didn't feel too good myself after that second one. What happened to you?
Oh, nothing. I'm all right. It was all a mistake.
Gosh, am I glad.
I'm glad that you're glad. How are you?
Oh, fine.
Darling, were you and I ever that young?
Oh, well, I don't know about you, but I still am. By the way, what are you so happy about? Seems to me he ran into the back end of your car.
So what? His father is in the insurance business. Accident, that is.
Hey, Scotty, how about taking Mary and me in your car to some place that's open and sells milk?
Well, why not?
Jeff.
You know, darling, you were right. Worrying is an expression of love. But there are other expressions I like better.
Bye.
Goodbye. Frankly, yes.
About them?
No, you're standing on my toe.
Oh, you poor dear.